to get Curtis Bloom to pick up a foul there, the young sophomore. And the first shot from Israel Sun is no good. 49 seconds left to go here in the Red Hawks season. Bearcats are going to move on to face their rival, the Harbor Beach Pirates. Curtis Bloom gets the rebound. He upsets it to Jesse Franzel. Here comes the press. Now back to Bloom. Bloom brings it up the court. That's Curtis. He gets it back to Franzel. Franzel gets it across the timeline. 38 seconds to go. Now they feed it down inside pass to Curtis Bloom. He makes a nice spin move all over the glass. And that was a great play by the sophomore to lay it up and in. 28 seconds to go here. Cassidy with the ball. They get it down in the corner to Brown. Brown drives baseline, throws it back out to Israelson. Israelson tries to step through and makes a nice hook shot. Can't get it to fall, but rebound there by Sorensen. Sorensen gets it to Franzel. 15 seconds to go. Bearcats look to dribble out the clock.
Man, these guys are so young. It looks like a JV team.
Sweeney brings the ball over to White. Ryan White gets the ball over to Franzel. 5 seconds to go. And we'll let the student section count it down for you here. The Bearcats are going to move on to win 58-39 over the Cassidy Redhawks. We'll hear from some of our sponsors, and we'll be back right after this.
Hello, you're on the air with Miss Know-It-All.
Boy, I sure hope you can help me. My relationship has lasted just this winter. It's been hot and cold. I'm looking for a more dedicated, consistent commitment.
It sounds like it's time for a separation and a move to a new, more lucrative relationship you can depend on. You've suffered long enough, my dear. It's time to go local. Hook up with Kohler Propane. With Kohler Propane, you'll find that long-term relationship you're looking for, built on trust plus cozy nights, and you'll save money.
Call Kohler's Propane at 1-888-950-7975, and you'll develop a long-term relationship. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Get your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Right now, buy two Napa Quick Struts and get $40 off, or buy three Napa Shocks or Struts and get the fourth free. Ubley Motor Service has sale prices on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacements, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Applications are now being accepted for high school game officials. The recruitment of officials is a never-ending one. There is always a need for new officials. If you love sports, love working with kids, and are looking for an opportunity to be involved in school sports, submit your application online today. Visit MHSAA.com to register or for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware? Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute. That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card, get a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. Pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service, yet you control the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. With Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track Prepay Loyalty Program, after you've purchased 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular, Bad X, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent, and ask about the new Fast Track Prepaid Talk and Text cards for as low as a penny a minute, a free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track Loyalty Program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
We're back here at Cass City High School where the Ugly Bearcats are moving on. They won 58-39 over the Cass City Redhawks. And Mary Lee, we had a game until the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it was close, and you could feel like, well, maybe this could go either way. I think Ugly really put the pressure on defensively and turnovers.
At the 5:09 mark, Cass City took a timeout, and the score was 42-33, and Ugly never looked back from that point on. They came with their aggressive defense that I told you that they're famous for. We didn't see a lot of it in the first half, but in the second half, the intensity definitely stepped up, and they were in their face the whole time there. And it's too bad for Cass City because they had a nice game, but it's typical of what Cass City's had all year long, up and down, roller coaster ride here. But Cameron Dunnock done everything he could to try to move his team on tonight. This was probably the best game out of all the games that we've covered with them this year that I've seen him play.
Right, both defensively and offensively. He ended up with 14 points. I'm sure he had probably double-digit boards, guessing a double-double, but... a lot of free throws were missed in this game. And
I believe you got some stats for us. Go ahead there.
I do. For Ugly, Glaza with 7, Cleary with 2, Peruski with 2, Eric Booms had 9, Kaufman with 2, Nowicki with 8, White with 6, and Messing with 2. And all high score was Leiprant with 20 for Cass City. Corbin with 5, Varney with 6, Ketter with 10, Erla with 1, Israelson with 3, and high score for them was Dunnock with 14.
And, of course, we talked about the senior leadership that was going to be lost here on the Cass City side, and that goes to Cameron Dunnock, Justin Ketter, Alex Varney, and then the bench players Nick Brown and Rob Wischlager. But those are some key players there that Cass City's going to lose. We got a glimpse of their upcoming team, though. They got Morgan Erla back. They've got Cole Israelson that we've seen play here. That's about the only ones we see really get into the game. Oh, and we've got Cody Orban. We can't forget him because he's averaging 3-pointers a game, 2 or 3 of them a game. And he did good here tonight. He's an aggressive guard. He's going to be a good guard leadership that comes back for them. But if they want to contend next year, which I think they'll be in there contending again, but they were just so up and down this year, and that's the way the game was for them tonight, back and forth, back and forth. But I look to Cass City to rebound. I think Green will have his guys ready to go. Their JV program was a pretty good program this year. So best of luck to the seniors that are going off. We've enjoyed a lot watching Barney and Dunnock and Ketter over the last couple of years that you and I have been doing these boys games, and it's been fun to see them.
Yeah.
So good luck to them. Now we look on to the rest of the game. And I got a final in for us, I believe. Did I give us the update on that? I gave us the last final, I believe. And that was the Reese game. Reese went on to beat Montrose, and that final score there was, I believe, 65-50. So Reese is going to move on to play the winner of the Saginaw Arts and Science New Lothrop game there. And that was 65-50 was the final there. We haven't heard anything from anybody down south tonight, so we're not really sure. Got a final for you. USA is going to move on. They won 72-35 over Bad X. So thanks to our people out there, Shelby Fligger, Brent Wainer, Kelly Pierce. Still haven't heard from Eddie Fury from any of the games down south. So if anybody's out there listening and you know the scores of the Brown City game or the Marlette game, give the studio a call, 269-9931, and let them know, and they'll pass it along to us. But looking up the matchups now that we got coming up, USA and Lakers, Coach, is going to be the first game of the night. Lakers may be 5-15, and USA may be 6-6 or 11-9 overall. We'll be 12-9 now. I still think that's going to be a great game.
I think I would probably have to go with USA when you look at, you know, I mean, okay, first-year coach on one side, seasoned veteran on the other. I think probably the players, USA players,